Okay, we're going to talk about the quarantine for the Metsora, the different possibilities to try to explain why the Metsora is quarantined. There are different approaches. I'm sure we can think of some. But let's just read the Psukim first. In this week's Parsha, Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Mem Hei Mem Vav. So the Pasuk says, V'hatzarua asher bo hanaga. And the one who has tzaras, who has the affliction, the plague, bigadavu prumim, his garment shall be just ripped, veroshia parua, his head shall be very wavy or unkempt, val safam yate, is going to cover his lip, v'tame tame yikra, he calls tame tame. And then the Torah says, Kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma tamehu. All the days that the nega, that he's afflicted, he is tameh. Badad yeshev. All the days he's tameh, he will sit alone. Michutz l'machaneh moshevo. So his dwelling place will be outside the camp. So where actually is he going to be? So he's going to be outside. Outside which camp? Which camp is going to be outside?
All the camps.
All the camps. What does it mean, all the camps, by the way?
Well, outside of Moshe's camp, outside of the Levium, outside of Bnei Israel, so.
Right. So in the, so in, right. So in the desert, you would be outside Machaneh Yisrael. I don't have a source for this here, but anyone know inside, if it, let's say inside Israel, do you know where they would be? Where they would be? Outside where? If it was Israel. So the halacha is, in Israel, it would be outside a walled city. So if you weren't in a walled city, you actually could be in the city. So it's that's a question unto itself. But it says that they should be alone. Does that mean, could they be along, can they be with other Mitzorayim? Does it mean alone? Does it mean alone away from everyone, or alone away from everyone but the Mitzorayim?
It could be with other Mitzrayim.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the Malbim says. The Malbim says, Tamehu Badad Yeshev, Rotz Lomar Hab, Tameh Yeshev Badad, he should be alone. Perish Chazal. Shebalam, when it means badad, means he's alone from the other tameim. Shekavar yadanu lo machanem, that it says that he, that the zav, that someone has a seminal, an unusual seminal mission, and someone who's came in contact with a corpse, each one of these types of people who are tamei has their own camp. They shouldn't make their camp tame. And we don't, how do we know that maybe these different types of tameim can be together with the Mitzorah? He has to sit alone from the other tameim. V'da'ash yesh havdel ben badad uven galmud. There's a difference between the word badad and galmud. Hayoshev galmud. The word galmud is hu meruchak mikol adam. That's actually, the word galmud actually means you're distant from any person. And he cites Pasuk Yeshayahu, shchulah v'galmudah. And he says, and he cites a medrash of Bereishis Rabbah, im ra'isa chisaron ba'al olam havei ro'es ishtacha ki lahi galmudah. Said if there is something lacking in the world, then you see your wife as if she is Galmuda. She came to Krachayam, currently Nida Galmuda. In the islands, they call a Nida Galmuda, Vachain Besota. So they talk about a Galmud to be completely separate. But Badad is Eina Muvdal. V'yavo Gamal Uma Shlema. The word Badad, you can refer to an entire nation as Badad. Ule Shevach, and as praise. Hashem Badad Yadchenu. Haim ad levadav yishkol. Sometimes the nation Klal Yisrael are called badad. We live alone. So badad does not mean by yourself. it means away from others. And here it means the others, the other Tmeim. And it said, V'chena Metzora, Eina Muvdal Mi Yeter Metzoraim, Rach Mina Torim. The Metzoraim are only separated from the Tahorim, but they can hang out with other Metzoraim. And what's his proof? What's the biblical proof that a Metzora can be with other Metzoraim?
We have the proof, I forgot where, in Malachim, with a whole bunch of Metzoras living together.
Correct.
And that they found that the, I forgot which camp it was, but it was abandoned.
Haftorah, it's the Haftorah.
I think it might be. This one or next one, I'm not sure. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayim and Beis, says, I'm Rav Yitzchak, Bo Sasha Haya Elisha, Yoshe Vidorish Bishmona Shvatzi, Elisha was Darshadig. It's good Chazara, Herbie. And Elisha was expounding and learning about the eight Shvatzim. And Naaman Sarzva Melech Aram Haya Mitzora. Naaman from Aram was a Mitzora. There was this woman who was taken captive from Israel. And she said, she said, if you go to Elisha, he will heal you. And then when he came, Naaman came, he said, go immerse in the Jordan River. Amar le achohi kav b'chayechazi. He said, "Well, you're making fun of me." Amar le anhu da havu bade. The people with Naaman said, "My nafka lachmira. Who cares? What's the big deal? Zil nase, jump in the river. It's a cool day. It's a hot day. Just dip in the river anyway." Azavatava biyardeda. He dipped in the river, v'itzay, and he was healed. Asa ase le kohari didakit. He wanted to give him all this stuff as a reward. So Elisha didn't want it. Gehazi iftar mikame Elisha. Gehazi exempted himself from Elisha. Azal shakal by the shakal. So he basically took everything. He asa chazi Elisha let saras tava parchi lave. So Elisha saw that Gehazi started having saras sprout on him, on his head. Amalei Rasha, he said to him, wicked person, he gia ace lito schar shemonat sratzim. Now the time is to take reward for the fact that we learned the halachos of the eight shratzim. These are shratzim that make you tame. So they were learning Torah. I said, you received reward by the money you took from Naaman. You could have received much greater reward in Olam Haba. You did bad, Gehazi, but saras Naaman tidbak b'chav zarach al olah, but the tzaras of Naaman will cling to you and your generation, your children forever. V'yatzeh milfanam mitzora kashalak. So Gehazi left the mitzora, as white as like white. And then Malachim says, V'arba anashim hayu mitzorim pesach ashar. Amar Yochanan Gehazi shloshe banav. So the four people who were by the opening of the gate, were Gehazi and his three kids. What do we see? We see that mitzorayim could be together. Bada doesn't mean they're completely alone. It means they're separate from the other. They're separate from the other, groups of Tameim and separate from the Tahorim. Now, why do they have to be removed from the other Tameim? Is this now? Obviously, there's something probably a little supernatural about it because the Kohen plays doctor. He determines whether it's Tahor or not. Why do they have to be separate? Why do they have to separate from themselves? So the truth is, there is an opinion that it's actually contagious. It's quarantine. They're contagious. So maybe to another mitzora, you're not contagious. The other one already has mitzora, right? Once you have COVID, right, you can't get it again in the next 90 days. So here, if you have mitzora, so you can be around other mitzorim. The Das Keni Bali Tosu says, "Badad Yeshev, the fisha also choli mispashep ibnei adam haraginim etzlo," because that sickness spreads with people who are with him. And he also says, "Vegav aser betashmi shamita lefishu kashala." They also can't have relations with his wife. It's difficult for the disease, for the tzaras. And Chizkuri says the same thing. Also, the Shavish Mitasa Shiatashi Makaso, the same thing, you can't have relations. Michutz Lamachar Moshevo, Shecholi Zayidbak Al Bnei Adam Haragili Betzlo, because it's contagious. So maybe So maybe the truth is there. I did come across a commentary that I saw quoted, who said that they can't be near anyone, but then they don't really answer the Gemara's, you know, the story with the four mitzvah. How are they all together? But the simple understanding, I guess, would be that it's contagious. You can't be with anyone else except for, you know, other mitzvah, because presumably then they already have tzaras. Regarding being with your wife, so these sources seem to indicate that you can't be with your wife. The Rambam holds that one is allowed to be with his wife. So in any case, so that's sort of one theory, that it's an issue of contagious, right? It's contagious. And the Aznayim LeTorah says that it's really, it really affects your body. It really makes the, to be a Mitzora, it, you know, the Mitzora. And he says, why do you put, it says that he quotes Rashi, and Rashi says, V'al safam yateh, you cover your lip. And Rashi says, like an ovel, like a mourner. And Rashi says, ka'ovel al'atzbo besaro, you're mourning over yourself. You know, you think about you're mourning over a lost relative. Here the Mitzora is mourning over himself. And he's mourning over his flesh. Sharei mitzora chashuv kameis. The mitzora is considered like someone who's deceased. Ve'af shegam suma, and also someone who is blind, is ani umish ein lobanim chashuv kameis. So the truth is, a blind person, a poor person, someone who doesn't have children, considered as if they're dead. Aval tzaraz yeshehi mahareses aguf ad shemene nofli mevar mevarim. So the tzaraz is much more similar to someone who's deceased than these other examples, and physically, because the tzaras kind of ruins the body until, I guess, your limbs start, I don't know, falling, or like, you know, it's really it's really crushing. Your body is destroyed, and the person is himself a mourner, and that's what va'aron she'amar lachosa mitzaras al natihi kameis. You shouldn't be like a mace. Hosef yochal chatzi bisaro, and is consuming half his skin. For more, at least abelaza. So, it's a really bad. You can imagine that tzaras is this really bad sickness, and maybe if you hold it's a really bad sickness, it's really contagious, and therefore you have to quarantine from everyone else. That could be one theory. We'll get back to this Naim Torah. He may have a different take on this, but I think one theory is that it's to protect from contagion from others. Rashi says something different. Rashi says, "Badad Yeshev, Shelo Yiyu Sha'ar Tmeim Yoshimimo," that other Tmeim should not be with him. Right? V'Amar Rabbi Seidu, "Mani Shtana Mishar Tmeim Leishev Badav." How is this person, this tummy, different than other tameim? Manishtara tummy azami kol ha tameim. However, who hibdil b'lashin har benish leish leish lereihu who afu yavdil, afu yibadel, because he engaged in behavior that caused lowliness. So you're going to experience that which you caused, right? That's Rashi. You're going to experience that which you caused. Now the Aznayim LeTorah says he quotes Rashi, but he broadens this. And he says, and you know, we're first going to learn the Gemara that he quotes. See, Rashi focuses on the speech. Rashi focuses on the fact that you engaged in bad speech, and because you engaged in bad speech to divide people, so therefore you also, to cause people to be lonely, so now you have to know how it's experienced, and you also experience lowliness. But of course, the Gemara in Erechin says that Lashon Hara is only one of the reasons which causes you to become, you know, a Mitzora. And the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezai Ben Aleph, says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmanim Rav Yochanan, Al Shiva Devarim Negaim Baim, that the plagues could come from seven sins: Lashon Hara, Shvichus Damim, right? Murder, Shvu Hashava, false oath, Gila Arayas, adultery, Gassus Ruach, arrogance, Gezel, theft, and Saras Ayin, stinginess. So it seems that it's a little broader than than simply speaking negatively. And so maybe there's something a little broader about what you're doing in order to be separate. And you could simply argue these are really bad things, and it's a time out. It's a time, maybe, you know, looking at if you're like an Avel, your time of reflection. Of Hirsch talks a bit about that. It's a time of reflection. But those, Rav Sarotskin has a sort of a slightly broader view of the Mitzora than sort of Rashi. And I think it's because, in my view, I think it's because you have all these other types of sins that you can get Saras for. And this is what the Oznaim Latorah of Sarotskin writes. It says, Chazal Dorshu. Chazal expounded the following. Who hibdil ben ish l'ishto, ben ish l'reyehu, l'ficha amar Torah, bodad yeshev. Right? He separated between man and his wife, between man and his friend. Therefore, the Torah said, sit alone. Efshar laharchiv esadivor velobar. We can broaden this message and we can say, I think it's wrong, right? And, So, ki hamisaper lashon hara. That if you speak lashon hara, she'oncho negarim, sone esabrios venidmelo. So one who speaks lashon hara, he hates society, okay, and it becomes, you know, it becomes similar to him, or it's imagined to him. She'ruven mekapech parnasaso, he starts thinking that Ruven is sort of taking his parnasa. V'shima lo nahag bo kavod karoi, Shimon did not treat him with the appropriate honor. Oniskabe biklono o bechavod, or maybe he was honored Shimon with at his own, at Reuven's expense, or bechavod hamagialo, or at the expense of the honor that is befitting Reuven. Ulefichachu marbe lesape bignusel shavuim ifnei Shimon, and that's why he starts speaking, you know. The flip side, right? That Reuven is, right, that they start speaking negatively about Reuven in front of Shimon, Vignus Shimon named Reuven. So he's upset at everyone. This guy is upset at Reuven. Reuven, you know, ruined his parnasa. Shimon didn't treat him respectfully. So he's going to speak negatively about Reuven in front of Shimon. He's speak negatively about Shimon in front of Reuven. Umisinas haprat hu over lisinas haklal. And from the hatred of the one person, he starts hating society in general. V'nid melo, and it appears to him, shekol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvilo. He thinks the whole world was made for him. V'chol boy olam golzi v'chol simas ha'shayach ach v'rak lo. And he thinks that everyone is basically stealing and taking from him. He has this sense that everyone's out to get him. In other words, again, once you start speaking lashon hara about people, because you're upset at people often, and therefore you want to get back at people. You're upset at the world. So speak lashon hara is a reflection of the fact it's the only way that you could sort of reach out to try to harm someone, because you feel this one didn't treat you fairly. Ulefichach, and then you start hating this one, and you start hating that one, and you start getting jealous of this one and that one. Ulefichach hayirotze shekol b'dayadam Yamusub and Magefara, and then you want everyone should perish. And you'll be the one who's left. Oh, I wish, you know, that I should own everything. And, you know, everyone has everything and I have nothing. And I hope society suffers. And everyone's out to get me. Uvaregesh kazeh hayaroy lamusba magefara lifne Hashem kemotzie di bas aretz. And if you think like that, so you basically are someone who should die in the plague, like people who speak lashon hara over Eretz Yisrael. El shivin astam shemaim richamu alav vechlifu et on shibitzaras. And what happened? That God, instead of this, he changed his punishment for tzaras, hakoshek maves, which is like death. Uchdei l'raposel mimachlas hanefesh, and to heal him from this spiritual sickness, sibat machlat gufo, because this is the reason for this physical sickness. Amar Torah, badad yeshe mechutz machne moshavo. He should sit alone. Tinasin lo shelaso The person now will taste a little bit of this aloneness that he wanted, right? He's, I hate this one, I hate that one. This one did this bad to me, that one did that bad to me. Okay, you hate society? So now we're going to see what life is like alone. Azbetach yitgagea el min ha'adam v'yakabal alav l'nashek et afar raglo shel ish harishon. And once you're alone, you will long for people, and you will want to kiss the dust of the feet of the first person you see. She yisratza l'shevas l'daber imo, that someone who wants to sit with you and to speak with you. This works well, of course, if he's alone, not with anyone. But and he writes here, hasevel shel habdidut, the suffering of aloneness, anu motzim b'sefer Robinson Caruso. Okay? Shevo Visupor Mase Be'achad Shenitzal. See, it's worth it, the shir, just to hear the Zayim Torah quote Robinson Caruso. Shevo Misupar Be'mase Achad, that it tells the story of one person, Shenitzal Me'oniyah, that was saved from a boat, Shenitfa Bayam, that was lost at sea, al a katan, to a small island, shomim deserted, me ein adam v'tor, there is no one. Kama tarach ad shematza sham malacho, how much he worked until he found what to eat, umalishtos, what to drink, umachse, machel tarfot, and some kind of protection from wild animals. Va'achre asher yasha be'ez ban rav, and after he would live in this island for some time, hischil mishakeach, et hadibur, he started forgetting about speech because he didn't speak to anyone. Kimachi yatsu midato, he almost went crazy. Vasofer mitaer bitzvaim behirim, and the storyteller tells with beautiful colors, es gaguav shel ish ahu el min hanoshi vel dibur behem, and started talking about very clearly very descriptively the longing of this person to civilization, to speak with them. And the Vishivaso shall tsarua badad michutz lamachare, muvdal afil mishar tmeim, and the tsarua who is separate from other tmeim, tlamdenu lehov es kol bnei adam ve'et chevratav, it will teach him to love mankind and to love society, v'lachloki b'hem afilu et prusat lachmo, and to give them even a piece of his bread, u'chshehu tzoek tamei tamei, and when he cries out tamei tamei, lodia tsaro l'rabim, to make known his suffering to the masses, sheyivakshu alav rachamim, that they should request mercy for him, halo yasim alibo, won't he take it to heart, shehu pone ata el osam harabim, and he's turning now to those masses, shehirba lekalel osam, that he beforehand was cursing them out, ulachanos osam b'shem ra'im v'chata'im, and to call them with, you know, to refer to them with all these horrible, you know, names and commit all these sins against them. And you're, I'm sorry that he was called them bad and sinners. Vatahu mitzapeh. And now he hopes. Shemekubal tfila sabalav. He simply wants that they're going to daven for him. Kol ze yasim elibo v'shav rafalo. And this he will take to heart. And he'll do tshuva. And this will be a source of healing for him. That's why perhaps you can look at the Gemara in Erechin and say it's maybe all these sins are more like, I don't know exactly why specifically these sins, but maybe they all point to sins against society, maybe, or sins that are, you know, Oznayim Torah focuses on, the Lashon Hara, an anti-societal approach to where he hates society, and he says it starts from Lashon Hara, and maybe you can even argue it starts from Lashon Hara, it leads to many of these crimes I mentioned in the Gemara and Erechin. But what we've seen from here is that there are different, at least three different approaches, could be more, as to what this quarantine was. It seems that most Mefarshim assume, based on the story in the Navi, based on, you know, what the Malbim says, that he is Badad, not galmud, not alone, but just badad, has to stay away from society, away from the other tameim, and could be he's contagious. That's what some of Farshim said. The daskenim, the chizkuni. Again, it was a spiritual, could have been spiritual reasons, but it manifests itself in a physical sickness that was contagious. Others say, no, you tried to cause loneliness between two people, so I'm going to show you what it's like to be lonely. So don't stir up trouble to make people lonely, because now you know how it feels. But the Zayim Torah broadens that. And he says it's more of someone who starts speaking negatively, and maybe it's referring to, and maybe it manifests itself in some of these other, you know, qualities, the negative behaviors, and which are anti-social behaviors, and reflects a person who basically hates society. And sometimes, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I mean, you know, this is what we experience, you know, being in quarantine for a long time and remembering how difficult it was to be alone. And hopefully, you know, obviously it's a powerful message for us as we come back. Sometimes we forget, you know, how difficult it is to be alone, and we should cherish being in contact with each other, even if, you know, sometimes things don't go our way. People aren't always the nicest to us. But we should, you know, the punishment to us is, that unfortunately, it came to us for a few years, and hopefully makes us appreciate that, you know, how much it is important to be part of society, and it's an important time of reflection. Okay, that's all I have.